Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Gimel in Maseches Erevin. If I'm not mistaken, it's the 323rd daf in Shas. By the way, I want to leave off halacha from the daily daf from yesterday. It's an exciting one. Is it a mitzvah or an aveira to wear a hat on Shabbos? Anybody figure out what that has to do? Very good. Excellent, Chaver. Okay, let's begin on the bottom of Kuf Beis, Amud Beis. Koshrin Nima B'Migdash. Our Mishnah is going to discuss, continuing on discussing the halachas of those things that take place in the Migdash. And what our Mishnah is going to discuss is what happens if an instrument breaks in the Migdash. We're going to be continuing on with the rules of Ein Shvus B'Migdash. Sometimes the reason why we're going to be more Mekel in Migdash is based on Ein Shvus. Sometimes there are other reasons as well, as we alluded to yesterday in the Daf and the Halacha. Avalo B'Medina. So you're allowed to fix an instrument in the Migdash, but you're not allowed to do it B'Medina. Tying, of course, will be in Isur, generally is an Isur D'Oraisa. Take a look at Rashi. Kosher Nima, Nimas Kinar Shir HaLevim LeKarbin. If Nifsaka B'Shabbos, if it was broken, the instrument broke on Shabbos. Gemara Farish Taima D'Kasavri Machshirei Mitzvah. This is a machshir of the mitzvah for the carbon. Part of the carbon was to bring the carbon with music. Shlo Yochol Asoisim Etmal, but you can't fix it yesterday, because sometimes the string breaks, even if he fixed it yesterday. Even though Kesher is an Av Malacha, so this is not based on the halachas of Ein Shvus B'Migdash, because Ein Shvus B'Migdash is only talking about Isurei D'Rabbana, not Isurei D'Oraisa. But over here it's based on a different idea, and that is the Machshirei Avoida are going to be Doiche Shabbos as well. Not only the Shechita, but anything that's Machshir, Ad Kedei Kach, even fixing the instrument. Vim B'Tchila, Kan V'Kan Aser, but L'Chatchila, to set yourself up, to do it this way, that everybody is going to be as Aser, both B'Migdash, as well as B'Medina. Uraminu asking Gemara, Nimas Kino Shenivsiko, Lo HaYikosher El Oinva, they didn't allow them to put the knot. The only thing that they allowed to do was the bow. Loikasha ha rabban and ha Rebbe Eliezer. That's totally in a machlokes rabban Rebbe Eliezer. Li Rebbe Eliezer dar machshir mitzvah doichenes ha Shabbos. According to Rebbe Eliezer, says that those things are machshir mitzvah. That's doichenes ha Shabbos. Kaisra. So then, in such a case, you don't even need to do aniva, which according to many tanaim we had earlier in the Maseches. 2 points for someone who's able to tell me where that halach is that an aniva is also not an iser. D'oraisa. We discussed that before. The machshir mitzvah not doches a Shabbos. That replies in regards to kshira. However, aniva, then in such a case, that since only nitzvah d'rabbanan, the rabbanan d'armi ain't dochin onva. In such a case, you do in aniva. Says the Gemara, I Rabbi Eliezer afilu chatchila nami. If it's Rabbi Eliezer, even lechatchila also, then you should be able to do it. Because what's the shita of Rabbi Eliezer? Machshir mitzvahs doicha Shabbos. Yet our Mishnah said, at the end of the Mishnah said, that lechatchila you're not allowed to. Zok dehelu gigemara loy kasha ha Rabbi Yehuda va Rabban. You're right. You can't be totally this in the machleks Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan, but rather it's totally in the machleks Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda aliba deman. And who is Rabbi Yehuda going according to? Rashi explains that this Rabbi Yehuda that we're talking about is Rabbi Yehuda who holds that an aniva is an iser d'oraisa. Take a look at Rashi, Ramaskal Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar aniva av melachim sechah Shabbos ein chiluk bein aniva l'kshira. There isn't a difference between a bow and kshira. The kosher the kasari machshirei mitzvah dochin. V'hadisan ya'onva explains Rashi, Rabbanan da'amri la melacha. It's going according to Rabbanan that say it's not a melacha. V'kima de'ev sheba aniva lo michalinan b'shabbos. So according to the Rabbanan, since it doesn't qualify as nisu d'oraisa when it comes to aniva, so then l'chatchila we're mechalik between what you could have done on Erev Shabbos and what you can't. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Deman. Who then is Rabbi Yehuda who holds that Sinisa D'Oraisa going according to? I Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer Kamar. If he's going according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer that holds beautiful Yosef, that holds that Machshirim Ardoche, Afilu Chatchila Nami. So then even Lechatchila should be able to. And how does our Mishnah make sense? Okay, so it's fine. according to the Rabbanan, we're able to read the Mishnah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Zaniv is an Issa d'Araisa. So then how are you going to be able to read the Mishnah? If you can say it's going to Rabbi Eliezer, that can't work, because Rabbi Eliezer is matter all Issa d'Araisa when it comes to Machshirim in the Migdash. Ela loikasha ha-Rab Shimin ha-Rabbanan. But rather, the Gemara says, we're going to attempt a different explanation that's dependent on a different machlokis between Rab Shimin and Rabbanan. So Gemara says the issue of whether you could use an Aniva only, or you could do kosher as well, is telling the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaschil, Elo ha Rabbi Shimon ha Rabbanan, Masnisim Rabbanan de Pligele de Rabbi Shimon. Our mission is going to follow the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Shimon. Va'amra kosher, and they say that you're able to do kshira. The Sfiralu ki Rabbi Eliezer bechada. The Rabbanan will hold like Rabbi Eliezer in one thing. The machshir mitzvah doichin. The number one, the machshir mitzvah is doichin. Like, for example, where you couldn't have taken care of it yesterday, because yesterday you had the violin strings. However, in a case of Efsher, so then in such a case they're cholek. In other words, on the one hand, it'll be Deicha Shabbos, but that's only B'makom She'i Efsher. We won't hold that's Deicha Shabbos B'makom She'efsher. Okay, so that's the Gemara says. Like Hasha, Har Rabbi Shimon, Har Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, we follow Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Shimon, we would not follow Rabbi Eliezer. Desanya Ben Levi, Ben Levi taught us Shenivsika Lima. Excuse me, Ben Levi Shenivsika Nima Bekinar. If you have someone who's a Levi whose instrument was broken, Kaisra, in such a case, you could tie it. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Oinva, Rabbi Shimon says that you could only make a bow. So that is the shita of the Rabbanan that say that you could do Kaisher. The only thing is, that's only if you made sure lechatchila it was taken care of on Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Oimer, af hi, eina mashmas es hakol. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, that's not going to work. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, that's not enough to make sound, to simply tie it is not going to be enough. Now, I don't know how you make violins and harps and so on, but Ella, the only way you're going to be able to make a sound, says Rabbi Shimon Elazar, is Mishal Shel Milmata, if you Vikorech Milmala, if you pull from below and you tie a tap, or Mishal Shel Milmala Vikorech Milmata. So he's Cholek B'Mitzius, he says that Mitzius, that's not enough.
So he says you're allowed to use on Shabbos?
Right, according to Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, that you're able to do on Shabbos, correct. Or else you could say that we're going according to Rabbanan who say that Machshirin is Daicha. That there's a chiluk between whether you do it in the middle or whether you're doing the fixing on the side. So if we're talking about where it was Nifsika on the side, so then in such a case it needs both Kshira and Aniva. However, if it's Nifsak B'Rashel, all it needs is an Aniva, and then in such a case there's no reason to do Kshira.
What's the difference?
So if it's, we just saw that if it's in the middle, so then in such a case, then it needs to be tied tighter to make the sound. Or you say Havah Be'emtza, that it's in the middle, Mar Savar Gazrin or Mar Savar Lo Gazrin. Some say that we make a Gezerah of the side. The Gazer Rashi says in the last line, Emtza Atu Minatzad. But, and the other man, Amar, says that we don't make the Gezerah. So now Davi knows what to tell the people in the choir when the string breaks. If he'd still be in the choir. Oh, Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Beis Hashem in the Migdash. You're not a Levi. You're allowed to cut a Yaveles in the Migdash. But you're not allowed to cut it. You're not allowed to cut off the wart in the Medina. So now what are we talking about? A Yaveles, a wart, is something that's going to passel a Kohen in the Migdash, okay? No, we're talking about a person himself. So what happens if you have a Kohen that has a mum in the Migdash? So Allah is chaytchin yabels Migdash avaloi b'medina. V'im b'kli, but if it's with a kli, kan v'kan aser, the Allah is that you're not allowed to do it with a kli, it's going to be an aser in both instances. Now Rabosai, we're about to ask a bomb question. This bomb question is going to create a bomb of a problem, and it's not going to be an easy Gemara. We're going to have four solutions of the Amorayim interdispersed with I warn you, not such an easy shirak levetarya. But it all revolves around this kasha. So let's take a look. Ureminu. So our Mishnah said, choit chin yabelas b'migdash, that you're allowed to cut it off, but it only could be done b'yad and not b'kli. Here, kivo. Va'avaso michutz l'chum. What happens if you need to bring a carbon Pesach on Shabbos? The Pesach haba b'Shabbos, Rashi says. Here, kivo aksefo b'rishus ram. He's allowed to carry it on his shoulders, which is only in Isser d'Rabbanan. Ola v'yam b'chutz l'tchum, or he's allowed to bring from outside tchum. The Gemara now is assuming that tchumen is only in Isser d'Rabbanan. We're going to see later on about that. But you're allowed to do this. V'chatichas yibolto ein dochen. All of these things. Here, kivo v'avos m'chutz l'tchum, v'chilas yibolto ein dochen. It's not dochen. Rebbe Eliezer Oimer Doichin. Rebbe Eliezer says it is Doichin. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yosef and Chanina are going to give us a teretz. Okay. So what's the stira, Rabbo say? The stira over here is that we have our Mishnah that says Choitchin Yabeles, that you would. So the stira is, Rashi explains, that you have a stam against the stam. The stam Mishnah that we have in Erevin says Choitchin Yabeles. And the Stam Mishnah in Psachim says that ein choitchin, and it's not doicha. Eitan is right. The Rabbi Eliezer says doichin, but Rashi explains that the stira is the stama to the stama. Yes, Davi, what do you want to say?
The abelis and the coin, or on the bema?
So the stira is from the halachas of behemah itself. We said incorrectly before that the Mishnah is talking about a behema, a yabelis on the behema, not on the Kohen, and so we have a stira between the Choitchin Yabeles in the Migdash on the Behema to the Mishnah in Psachim. Okay, so that's the stira. So the Gemara says, we're going to have a few terutzim. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosef, Chanina, Chad Amar, Hava, Belecha. We're talking about a Yabeles that's Lecha, that's dry. The Loi Kasha, and there's no stira. Kad, the Lecha's moist, excuse me. I'm on a roll here, huh? That it's the halacha is that we're talking about a yabelis that's moist, and it's not a kasha. Can be yad, can be kli. Then in one case, we're talking about where he's cutting off with his hand, where is our mishnah, which is matir. And the other case is talking about the mishnah in Pesachim is talking with kli. The chad omer, that's teretz number one. You're keeping track? That's not teretz number one. The chad omer hava biyad, v'loy kasha, habelecha habiyavesha, that if it's moist, then in such a case, halach is that's going to be osur, like in the case of Psachim. But if it's Yevesha, it's going to be mutter. If it's Yevesha, Rashi explains the skin is already considered dead, and therefore it will be mutter. Amelecha, so then the Gemara asks, oh, Lamanda Omar, Habiyad Abikli, my time alone. And what's the reason? Why my time lo amar habalecha biyevesha? Why was he not mechalik between lecha and yevesha? Amelecha, I'll tell you. Yevesha afil bekli nami shari, because yevesha is going to be mutter even with the kli. My time to answer what the talmidim were bothered by before. Ifruche ifrecha, because it falls apart and therefore it's not considered significant. Ulmanda amar habalecha biyevesha. My time lo amar habiyad. Habikli. Why did he make the other teretz to give the other teretz? Amelecha bekli. Hatnan, imbikli, kan vikan aser. We already learned that if you're going to use a kli, it's always going to be aser. V'idach, even if it's yevesha. Hadiktani hasam mishum dekabayi iflugi, Rabbi Eliezer v'rabbanan. That's because we wanted to emphasize the machloikis with Rabbi Eliezer and the rabbanan. So the Gemara says that there is a reason why we're going to already need the halach of kli twice. The Gemara had said, but wait a second, if it's bikli, we already learned in our mission that it's aser. V'ida chadik tani hasam mishum dekabayi iflugi Rebbe Eliezer v'rabbanan. The reason why we mention it, the reason why we want to mention it Psachim is to tell us the kula of Rebbe Eliezer. So even though we said it already in our Mishnah, but we also want to say that Rebbe Eliezer is Mekel, that Rebbe Eliezer holds Doichin in Psachim. Sayina Chanami, in terms of the halachas that someone's asked the Kli, that we already would learn in our Mishnah, but we want to repeat that Rebbe Eliezer is Machmer. V'idach, and what about the other Mandama? Dumi Adir Akiva Vavasa Mechutz L'Tchum K'tani D'Rabbanan. we want to create a parallel of Erkiva of Avasai with Chutz Atchum, that all of those are Aser Midrabana. V'idach, Erkiva Deloka Rabbi Nassan, he wants to emphasize that Erkiva is not like the Shita Rabbi Nassan. The Amar Hachai Noiseis Atzmai, that says that a Chai carries himself. If you hold Chai Noiseis Atzmai, then there shouldn't be a problem of Erkiva. The reason why there's not going to be a problem of Erkiva is because Chai Noiseis Atzmai. Yet we want to emphasize over here that Herkivo is coming to be mafkir from the Shita Rabbi Nassan that holds Chai Noiseis Atzmai. Heveso Mechutz L'Tchum, and why does it emphasize Heveso Mechutz L'Tchum? Ki Rabbi Akiva, that's following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, the Chumin, the Raisa, holds that Chum is the Raisa. So that there are some Shitas who disagree, who don't say that all those Yisurim are Yisurei Derabbanan. Rabbi Akiva holds that Chum is the Raisa, Shai is going to be the Raisa. The Man Darama holds that we don't say Chai Noiseis Atzmai, will hold that's an Yisur the Raisa. Masa Rav Yosef Amar Rabbi Eliezer Kal V'Chomer. Rav Yosef asks the following kasha on this pshat. Rabbi Eliezer said that there is a Kal V'Chomer. Ma shchita shi mishum malacha doiches ha-shabbis, shchita which is a malacha doiches ha-shabbis, elu mishum shvus, eino din shi yitches ha-shabbis, certainly it'll be doiches ha-shabbis. Now the kasha of Rav Yosef is like this. We just learned in our Gemara that there are some who understand that what we're dealing with is an Iser Doraisa. But we see, asks Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Eliezer did not hold that it's an Iser Doraisa. Because Rabbi Eliezer says that the reason why these things are mutter is because it's a Shmos. And we just got through saying that the reason why these things are mutter is because it's a Din Doraisa. And Rabbi Eliezer is Mekel on a Din Doraisa, and the other ones are machmir. Elo Amar Rav Yosef, but rather Rav Yosef said, I give a third teretz to the stira. The stira that says that the Mishnah in Pesachim says, Chatichas yibalasai ein doichin, versus the Mishnah that says, Chaitchin yabeles b'migdash. Elo Amar Rav Yosef, ha v'ha b'yad. The teretz is that we're talking about, that both cases are b'yad. Ushvus migdash b'migdash hetiru. A shvus b'migdash, their matter. If it's taking place in the migdash, hitiru. Shvus the migdash b'medina, lo hitiru. In other words, our Mishnah is talking about Chayt Chin Yabeles, was talking about where it took place in the migdash. In the case of the Mishnah in Pesachim, that was talking about for the migdash in the medina. Yosef Abai v'kamala shmaitza. Abai was saying over this learning, Eisver Safra l'Abai. If that's going to be the pshat, how are you going to explain the following halacha? If someone's reading a sefer on a threshold, when the skalgal sefer miyado, and the sefer rolls out of his hand, golulo etzel, the halacha is that you could roll it back up to him. This is a fascinating line in the Gemara. The Gemara says this should be like shvus migdash b'medina. Why? Because it's kadosh. The sefer is kadosh. So it's a very interesting thing that the Gemara is equating. The Gemara is saying, Yosef says there are other shitas that say this, beautiful, that a sefer that's kadosh has a din of shvus b'migdash, but it's b'medina. So we see that, and we don't make the gzera. In other words, we're mekel, even though it's b'medina. Says the Gemara, Dilma nafil v'asu asuyeh. It's not just tam shvus. We're afraid it's going to fall down, he's going to come to carry it. V'lo u'kimna baskufa karmelis v'rshus harabim over eslofena. V'kimna da'agida b'yado afilu shvus nami leka. Talking about a shvus at all over here, because we're talking about a case where the askufa is a karmelis and the rishus harabim is in front of it. So since it's agud b'yado, we're not even going to have a shiloh of a shvus. Even if it falls to the ground, it's not going to even be a shvus. Hence, you can't bring a raya from this case about shvus b'migdash b'medina. Okay, so right now this teretz still stands, that if we're talking about shvus b'migdash b'medina, we're going to be machmir. Shvus b'migdash b'migdash, we're going to be mekel when it comes to chot chin yabels. Esive, mishal shalinis ha-pesach letanur im chashecha. You're allowed to heat up a carbon pesach in an oven when it gets dark. So it's going into Shabbos, and you're allowed to do it. What about the fact that we should be afraid that he's going to come to stoke the coals? V'ahacha shvus the migdash b'medina. V'lo yigazrin Hashem yichat to b'chalim. We don't make a gzera lest he come to stoke the coals. Ishtik, he was quiet. So l'chura we see that even shvus b'migdash b'medina, we're not gezer. Yosek Rav Yosef amalei hachi amar of Safra amalei my time of. Why didn't you give him an answer? B'nei Chaburas, reason hein, that the people of the Chabura are Zaris. And it's not a halacha of Ein Shvus B'migdash, but people of B'nei Chabura, Avoidas Korban Pesach, so they're going to be Zaris, and therefore you don't even need the heter of Ein Shvus B'migdash. V'Abaye, Abaye says no, Kohanim's reason hein, Amrina. B'nei Chaburas, reason hein, Loi, Amrina. I want to share with you something geshmak. I saw that the Kesef Mishnah says that the reason we say Ein Shvus B'Migdash is because Kohanim are Zrizim. And you could bring a raya from this Gemara. This points out the Shaul Meshav. That our Gemara says that we don't say Ein Shvus B'Migdash, but we say B'nei Chabura Zrizim. Then the Gemara says, no, we only say Kohanim are Zrizim. B'nei Chabura are not Zrizim. So Gemara in the Teretz is saying that the reason why we say Ein Shvus B'Migdash is still Shayach here, because Kohanim are Zrizin. Rava Mar, so Rava is going to give us, what Mahalach are we up to? What Mahalach is Rava going to give us? The fourth Yishuv to the Stira. Rava Mar, Rabbi Eliezer, Rava says that, and our Mishnah is going to be Matir, is following Rabbi Eliezer. The Omar, Machshire Mitzvah, Doichin es Shabbos, that says Machshir Mitzvah could be Doichin es Shabbos. Umoda Rabbi Eliezer to come there for Shnuye Mishaninon. But at the same time, Rabbi Eliezer says if you could do a Shinui, you're supposed to do a Shinui. So the Mishnah Psachim was talking about Kama Dev Shlishnuye Mishaninon. Our Mishnah was talking about in a case where he wasn't able to do a Shinui. Mahi, what? Where do we have this Shita, Rabbi Eliezer? The Sanyas we learned in a Braisa. Koyin Shaolsa Boy Yabelas. A koyin that has a yabelas that grows on him. Chaveroi chot choloi b'shinov. His friends cut it off. It's a little bit gross. Maybe this is why girls don't learn so much Gemara, huh? That their friends are allowed to cut it off with their teeth. Not so seemly. Koyin shalos about yabelas chaveroi chot choloi b'shinov. B'shinov im b'kli loi. Number one, it's got to be done with the teeth and not with a kli. Chaveira in iuloi, and only his friend, not him. So now let's analyze who that's going according to. Now we know the end game is we're going to prove it's Rabbi Eliezer. But now the Gemara is going to go through the whole process to show why we assume that Rabbi Eliezer on the one hand holds that it's mutter to cut off the abeles, but not exactly the way Yosef said, slightly different Yosef. If it's efshir to do with a shinui, you do with shinui.
Our mission is like Rabbi
Eliezer. So our Mishnah, according to the Steretz, is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, correct? According to Rav, the fourth Mahalath in our sugya. Yosef adds well that Rashi brings out one more point, and that is the reason why the Mishnah answers bikli is ma de efshir l'shanuye mishaninon according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now we analyze this brisa that says koyin shalsa bayabeles chaver achot chaloy b'shinov. Says the Gemara mani. If we're going to say that we're following the Rabbana, Rashi spells out which Rabbanon, the Amri Machshirei Mitzvah lo dachu av malacha, that hold that Machshirei Mitzvah is not a doch and av malacha, ubi migdash, and we're going in the migdash, kivin the Amri Rabbanon ba'almam shmashvos, hacha malihu mali chaveiro. If we're talking about it's a shvus b'migdash, why does he need his friend to do it? Malihu, mali chaveiro, right? The shvus is mutter. We're only talking about yabelis, choytchin yabelis is only a shvus. Elalav, so it can't be going according to Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer, Damar Baal Mechayiv Chatas. Really, Rabbi Eliezer holds a general Yechayiv Chatas. V'hacha, Avagav the Machshir Mitzvah Doich and Esa Shabbos. Even though we say in general that Machshir Mitzvah are going to be Doich Esa Shabbos, but Rabbi Eliezer L'shik Tassoy, Kama Dev Shalashinuye Mishanina. You should do that Shinoi. Now the Gemara makes life difficult. The Gemara has the Mida Emes. The Gemara doesn't look for the easy way out. We don't look for the easy way out. Sometimes Amelus Patera is hard. You worked on it, you had a pshat, you worked very hard. 10 hours you work on it, and after 10 hours, you can't just say, oh, it sounds good. It's got to be emes. So it said, we worked hard, but now the Gemara all changes its mind. Aliba demes, it's not so. Lay la'olam rabbanon. Really, it's going according to the rabbanon. The also b'kreisa hachinami. Aye, we had asked if it's going according to the rabbanon. We had learned that, wow, according to the rabbanon, we said that why is to be a difference? Who the chavera? It's a shvus, and the shvus should be mutter, right? Zok the heilige gemara. No, it depends. It's a technicality. It depends if we're talking about him, that he's able to do it himself, or he's not able to do it himself. Then his chaver is going to do it. So that's what the Gemara means over there. He also becreis hachinami, if it's on his belly, so then he could do it. Hachemai eskina, why did he need his friends? Kigoyin sha'also loy neshicha begabo yubatzila yadav. Til lo matzi shakale, was on his back that he wasn't able to take it off. Says the Gemara, vi rabbonan nishkili nihaled biyad. Excellent. Why do you need teeth? At the end of the day, you should just use his hand. V'tiv should do Rabbi Elazar. No, you give Rebbe Lazar's teretz. The Amar Rebbe Lazar machlekes biyad, avo bekli divrei hakol chayiv. That everybody is going to hold that bekli is going to be chayiv. So Rebbe Lazar holds that you're never allowed to use a kli, even according to the rabbanan, it's not going to be acceptable. As the Gemara v'lit hamech, if that's so, the Rebbe Eliezer nami, the shita of the Tana Rebbe Eliezer, lishki nale biyad. He should be able to take it with his hand. Let us say that according to Rebbe Eliezer, he took it with his hand. Haimai, yam rikashlim Rebbe Eliezer. No, according to Rebbe Eliezer, you can't take with your hand. Hainu degozi yada to kli, because according to Rebbe Eliezer, we have a shaila of a doraisa. Rashi explains, yam rikashlim Rebbe Eliezer, because he holds machshira mitzvah shab is a shvus, the isa doraisa heter. Mashvilu, and really the Isser Daraisa is mutter. The time of Mishum Devshul Shnuye Mishaninon, Echle Mishaninon me Av Melacha Lishvus. Just like we change it from the Av Melacha to a Shvus, Mishaninon, you should also give it a change. Nami Mishvus Hachamur Lishvus Hakal, and therefore we would want you to go from a Kli to Yad. Eliyamrit Rabbanani, but if you're going to say it's going according to Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan didn't even have a Shaila at all. There wasn't even an Isser Daraisa, it was only a Shvus according to the Rabbanan. So then, Nishkele Nale Biyad Vesulo Midi. So then it should be fine, even with, and his friend should be able to take it with his Yad, his friend should be able to take it with his Yad. Why does he need the Shinav? According to Rabbi Eliezer, that said that it was a Shailava Doraisa. And so, therefore, according to the Rabbanan, there's no need to make a double Gzera. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who's dealing with a Shailava Doraisa, so then in such a case, then Efshel Shinui Mishanina, as well as to have his Chaver do it, as well as Bishinai. Let's continue the next Mishnah. Kohen Shalokabetz Bo'oi. A Kohen that has a wound on his finger. Karechala Gemi. Then he should have a rubber spread on it, b'migdash. Avaloi b'medina, he's allowed to put a gemi on it, even though Rashi and Yosef explain that it's merape, but not b'medina, because it's going to be in Isad Rabbanon of refuah. Im lohoitzi dam, kan v'kan osur. But if it's good, by wrapping it around, it's going to cause dam to come out, then it's going to be also. I'm review the braid of Rabbi Chia, loy shanu elagemi. The only time it's going to be mutter is to put the small rubber band. Avil tziltzil katan, but if you're going to put a small belt, Yoni adds, have a yisur bigodim. Then in such a case, it's considered extra bigodim. Right? The coin is only allowed to wear either if a coin headed four, coin godol eight. Rabbi Yechon amar, lo amar yitur bigodim, El b'makom begotten. That's only where it's normal to wear a baguette. Is it normal to wear a baguette on your finger? Maybe in some places, like in America, the men wear finger rings on their fingers. But then, in such a case, then it's normal for them to. But in general, there are some of them also who wear rings on their fingers. So then, in such a case, it's not normal. In the time of Chazal, wasn't normal. So halacha is that it's going to be what? The halacha is that it's going to be a shayla of yisur begodim. Elba Makum Gadim. Ava Shalob Makum. If it's not the normal place of the Gadim, lo have Yitur Begadim. So then, in such a case, it's not a problem of Yitur Begadim. Says the Gemara, fine. There's no problem of Yitur Begadim. The tape claim Mishum Chatzitza Bismal. But what about the problem of a Chatzitza on the left hand? Inami. Gemara says, on the left hand, there isn't going to be a problem of Chatzitza because they would do the Avoida with the right hand. Inami, b'yamin v'shalod makom avoda, or with the right hand and not in the area that the avoda is not done. Upligi de Rava. Now these terutzim are chaylik on Rava. Da'amar Rava, amar Chizam, makom begadim afilu nima achas chaytzetzes. That if it's a makom begadim, so then even the smallest amount will be chaytzetzes. And here comes the part. Shaloi b'makom begadim. If it's not in the place of Godim, shaloi shal shaloi chaytzetzes. If it's 3x3, it would be chaytzetzes. If it's 3x3 finger breadths, so then in such a case, it would be chaytzetz. What does it mean? It would be chaytzetz. It would be chaytzetz even if it's shaloi b'makom beged. Pachas mishaloi shalosh einu chaytzetzes. So the Gemara tells us that this Shita holds that Shalosh al Shalosh is going to be considered Yitur Begadim, unlike the Shita that we had seen before, that Shaloi B'makom Avoida doesn't qualify as Yitur Begadim. Bezer Hashem, we will stop. This wasn't an easy daf. Kuf Gimel over here. We'll pick up Bezer Hashem tomorrow with Adar Rabbi Yochanan. Toich Kolamala. If the bandage has slipped down, you're allowed to push it up. Limala, if it's gone up, docha lamata, you're allowed to push it down. It's not considered machzirin retia. Umigala mixes haritia, and you're allowed to even reveal a little bit of the bandage. Umikaneach piyamaka, and clean the maka. V'chozer migala mixes retia, umikaneach piyamaka. And you're allowed to, as well, push it in another direction. In other words, piecemeal, clean the wound, by removing part of the bandage, as long as you don't remove all of it, and clean the wound. However, but you're not allowed to rub on the bandage itself, an ointment, because you're going to come to flatten out, says Rashi, the edges, the grooves, of the bandage itself. According to the Shita of Rashi, the Issur over here of Mimareach, it will appear if you're flattening out the bandage. It would be interesting to note that many poskim talk about the Isser of Mimareach when it comes to applying ointment itself, about being Mimareach, the ointment. Rashi does not raise that in our sugya. He talks about flattening out the bandage itself. V'imereach chayev chatas. And if you do miruach, of flattening out, like they used to flatten the hides, in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan, you be chayiv a carbon chatas. Amar Rav Yehuda, Mishmua Lachik Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, name Mishmua, we follow Rabbi Yehuda, who prohibits returning the bandage if it's fallen off entirely. Amar Rav Chizah, lo shanu elo shepir shal gabi kli. The chumra of Rabbi Yehuda, vis-a-vis the Rabbanan, is only in regards to if it fell onto a utensil. Avol pirsha gabe karka, but fallen on the ground, even the Rabbanan will be machmir, divrei hakol aser. Everybody would hold its aser. Amar marber vashev kamina kamei abba. I was in front of my father, Rav Ashi. Nafale avbe yisadya. There was a bandage that was sitting on the pillow that had fallen off. It seems that there was a bandage that was placed on the pillow for my father Rav Ashi to treat a wound on his head, and it had fallen on to a utensil. V'kamahaderle, and he put it, returned it. Aminale. So I asked father, lo sava lamar lahadamar of chizda machlokes shepir shagabe kli, that there is a machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan when it has fallen off onto a utensil, pir shagabe karka aser, that everybody holds if it falls on the ground it's going to be aser, but Rabbi Yehuda is even machmir if it is entirely removed and fell onto a utensil. V'amar Shmuel lachik Rabbi Yehuda, and we follow Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be aser if it's entirely removed on a utensil. Amar li lo shmi li klomer lo svir li, I do not hold this way. Bidas Rabbi Yehuda, like Rav Chizda had presented. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda will not be machmir if it falls onto a utensil, even if it was entirely revealed. In other words, the wound was revealed. As long as it hasn't fallen to the ground, Rabbi Yehuda would be makel, according to Rav Ashi. Bezer Hashem, this concludes the learning of Pshat on Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis, and we now go Bezras Hashem, to the halacha from the daily daf.